Millions of children are being educated solely in creationism this year and in the coming years. And, well, our national government is now completely in the hands of people who at least publicly espouse at least sympathy for anti-evolutionary ideas and whose best friends are rabidly creationist and, I think would rather have that taught alone. I'm just wondering, how do we culturally cope with this divide? And, who do you think will be showing up in our universities in 15 years?
I'm not quite as pessimistic as you. I'm very saddened by the whole issue. First of all, I think some of the noises that politicians make, from our current president-elect to Mr. Reagan, even to Al Gore, I'm sorry to say, on one occasion, though he knows better, I think they are just political noises to placate a constituency. I know, for example, that Ronald Reagan was a great believer in and fascinated by human evolution, though he had a constituency that led him to make other noises at certain times, and I trust the same is so with our current president-elect. I think they understand that evolution is factually so. There may be some political benefits in saying otherwise, but I do put a great deal of trust in our Constitution, maybe a little less in our Supreme Court over the last couple of days, but at least so far, given the First Amendment and its guaranteed protections of separation of church and state, we have never lost a major court case on the teaching of evolution and attempts to force creationism, which is nothing more than a minority among religious folks, very
but he has an
literalist viewpoint. So I think evolution will continue to be taught. You're right, the questioner is right, that millions of people, despite the fact that we win our court victories in the public schools, are being taught in homes and private schools the opposite, and that's very sad. I certainly agree with the caller.
But will the next crop of college students come freshman year with a different disposition?
I don't think so, Chris. I think most will be still coming through the public school system. We continue to win our cases in the public school system. We just defeated the school board of the state of Kansas, which had removed evolution as a necessarily taught subject. They didn't ban it, but they took it out of the required teaching of the state curriculum. We've beat them, and that will be back in the state curriculum as soon as the new school board constitutes itself this fall. So I'm not totally pessimistic, but I certainly share the caller's deep concerns on those issues.
Segment 1.